Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Port.
Welcome to a special pledge edition of Says You, wherein we shall attempt to extract cash resources with surgical precision.
Well, as long as we're down there, let's take out the appendix.
Right.
You know, they just go, and then they jog right, and they take that out.
Our strategy, to impress you with the dignity of our endeavor, and then close the deal with some well-chosen verbiage. An example, a Winnipeg wedgie might be a Canada goose. Sometimes I just let it play out. So, sit with cordless telephone, Droid or iPad 2. Set your fingers a-dialing, and hopefully get through. Let us raise some dough today, scratch up some cash-a-roo. Thank Moolah Buxomolians, and join us for Says You. Next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain is denouncing President Obama's proposed jobs bill. On CNN's State of the Union, the Atlanta, Georgia businessman said that most voters agree with him that rich Americans should not be paying more in taxes.
The American people are being deceived with this class warfare stuff, and I'm not going to perpetuate it because that poll says it. The same people that took that survey, I challenged them to tell me what's in that jobs bill. I challenged them to tell me what percentage of the taxes are currently being paid by 50% of the taxpayers.
Ron Paul was the clear victor in the non-binding Republican straw poll of social conservatives at the Values Voters Summit meeting this weekend in Washington. In a GOP straw poll in Minnesota, home state Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann placed second with 12%. The winner, Herman Cain, with 52%. Mitt Romney was third with 11% of that vote. In New York this weekend, several thousand Occupy Wall Street protesters marched. They've been camping out in Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan. And Alex Goldmark of member station WNYC tells us they're hunkering down.
One sign that the protesters are here to stay is that the kitchen is getting increasingly sophisticated. It's serving hundreds and hundreds of people every meal. There's a line that'll stretch back between 20 and 30 people at any given time serving donated food. Some of it is pizza bought by supporters at the nearby pizza parlor and had delivered. Other times it's catered food that somebody has brought over for them, or even a home-cooked meal that a local New Yorker brings over to them. And when they're finished and they need to clean up, they now have a quite complex system of gray water treatment where the water gets poured through plants and wood chips and then through a second system of barrels, and then eventually becomes water to water the plants that are scattered throughout the park.
Reporter Alex Goldmark in New York. In Libya, fierce fighting in Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more.
The fight for Sirte has been excruciatingly bloody. We know that there have been casualties on both sides. However, the numbers that we have are from the anti-Gaddafi forces. We know that over the past few days, more than two dozen anti-Gaddafi fighters have been killed. Over 200 have been injured. Those casualties set to rise again today as they push with everything they have into the city center of Sirte, where most of the loyalists are holed up. Loyalist forces are using snipers. They still have heavy weapons, and so they are confronting anti-Gaddafi fighters very, very fiercely still.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. For Paul McCartney, it's wedding day. The former Beatles' third bride is American heiress Nancy Chevelle. This is NPR.
With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Member-supported public radio here in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Ed Lambert and with Ken Mastery this Sunday morning. Hope you're having a nice morning. It is our fall membership campaign. This is day number three of our campaign, and thank you to all of the new and renewing members who've made their pledge so far. If you enjoy Says You, the entertainment, the news programming you hear on Sunday mornings here on Nashville Public Radio, we're asking you to step up to the plate and make a pledge of support. You decide the dollar amount. Every amount makes a difference. Every person matters. Every member is important to us. We value your support, and we need your support during these drives. That's while we go on the air and ask you, hey, you know, are you enjoying this program? Are you using this service every day? If you're listening, you're using the service, please step up to the plate and make a contribution. There are two ways you can do it. You can pledge online at WPLN.org, or you can give us a call. The number is 760-2010, long distance toll free. If you're outside the local area, that's 866-760-2010. Everyone pledging between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow night, both new and renewing, your name will be entered in a drawing for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Target stores. So if you'd like to have $1,000 to spend at Target, why not take a chance and get in that drawing now? If you've already made a pledge earlier in the week, don't worry. Your name is automatically entered in that drawing. It's taking place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Complete details on that and the thank you gifts we have at different giving levels are available on our webpage. That's WPLN.org. Now, if you're a Morning Edition fan, you listen to Weekend Edition, but you're also listening to the radio early in the morning and the weekday, you know who Steve Inskeep is. He's coming up in November 18th. He's going to be at Vanderbilt University's Blair School of Music in Ingram Hall. He'll talk about his career in public radio and his new book, Instant City, Life and Death in Karachi, and take questions from the audience. If you'd like to go to that event, we got two tickets for you at the $120 pledge level. That's $10 a month if you choose to do it by bank draft. Again, the number to call to make your pledge of support, enter that drawing, perhaps get you a thank you gift at whatever level you decide, is 760-2010, long distance toll free. That number is 866-760-2010. And the online address where you can view all the different premiums and enter online for that drawing, 7 o'clock tomorrow night for that drawing for that $1,000 gift card, that web address is WPLN.org. We're going to go back to Says You now. Thank you to everyone who's made your pledge so far, and keep those phones ringing, keep those pledges coming in online. We appreciate and need your support. Thanks.
From the Oak Room at the Copley Plaza Hotel in the heart of Boston's Back Bay, welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy.
This show, originally recorded in our first season, might be familiar to listeners. We included these questions in our book. But unless you live in Boston, you never actually heard it. Because technical problems plagued us that day, and it's only now, through the miracle of more modern technology, that we can bring it to air. What do you know? A lost episode. By the way, we will periodically stop and ask for money, but hey, this is history.
Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Schur.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right, composed of grammar guardian Francine Akbar, chronicler of world events Tony Khan, and hard copies Prince of Pronouns Barry Nolan. And serving as team captain?
Unanimous choice, Francine Akbar.
Indeed. Francine Akbar. To my left, team two, Mr. Media himself, the multi-talented Arnie Reisman, our WBZ-TV colleague and contributor to Ladies, Homes, Journals, Paula Lyons, and that ingenious inventor of phrase and slogan, Carolyn Fay Fox. Your team leader?
C'est moi.
That's Arnie.
Our game is played in five rounds. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof the judge deems appropriate. Remember who the judge is. We always advise new listeners, pen and paper will help. That's how we do it here. To start tonight, some samplings from Richard's Poor Almanac. Paraphrasing Mr. Franklin has led me astray. What am I saying that Ben said so much simpler? Carolyn.
Oh, dear.
Analgesia promotes stagnation.
Analgesia promotes stagnation. If you take too many drugs, you'll go into a coma.
I remember Franklin remarking on that, yes.
Okay, analgesia promotes stagnation. Comfort leading to getting into a rut.
It's something like that.
Something
yes.
like... No, it's not haste.
It's not
haste makes waste.
It's the opposite of haste makes
If you sit on your butt,
haste.
You get in a rut.
Analgesia promotes stagnation. I think we may have a stumper over there. Does the other side have any help?
Just say no.
A stumper off the bat. Analgesia promotes stagnation. No pain.
No gain.
No gain.
No gain.
He said that?
I thought
thought that was Jane Fonda.
He actually said there is no gain. Yes,
no, she said no pain, Rogaine.
I thought it was Franklin that said, baby, feel the burn. I got the two of them confused all the time. Ben Franklin.
Now that you know what you're up against, Tony.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Activities supraloquate verbiage.
Activities, well, some more like, you know, deeds are better than words.
Yes.
But how did he put it?
Exactly? That's exactly how he put it. 10 points. Actions speak louder than words. Literally. Literally, words may show a man's wit, but actions his meaning.
He sure took a lot of time to get that point across, didn't he?
Arnie?
Sure.
Reclining cynophiliacs ascend infestated.
Ascend.
Lying.
And shame on you if you don't know what a cynophiliac is.
Someone's afraid of China.
Russia.
Someone loves China. Someone who loves China.
Reclining cynophiliacs ascend infested.
Oh!
Get the bugs out of here.
Evidently, Barry has a clue as to what this might be. This is a harder category than I thought.
Hey.
We'll give you
buggy.
Buggy? You're starting with buggy?
No, wait. What was it? Recumbent cynophiliac? What?
Reclining cynophiliacs ascend infestated.
Buy short, sell long.
If you're lying down and you love Chinese food,
lie down with dogs.
Will rise
lie
up
down
with
dogs
fleas. And get fleas?
Rise up with fleas.
Yeah.
Lie down with dogs and rise up with fleas.
Absolutely. 10 points. And
C-Y-N.
Did you like how I let him work it out like that?
C-Y-N.
I thought that was... He who sleeps with dogs will rise up with fleas. Very good.
Right.
Francine.
I thought it was my mother who said that.
Mothers have a way of doing that.
Try this. Intrasilicate domiciliants should resist OSA projection.
Ooh.
Say that again?
Intrasilicate
domiciliants.
People who live in glass houses...
should resist OSA projection. Yeah.
Should not throw stones.
10 points.
Oh.
Very good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Paula, self-reliance engenders miraculous intercession.
Heaven helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
Heaven helps those who help themselves.
Absolutely. 10 points.
I thought it's
actually God helps them that help themselves, but...
Yeah. But who's counting?
Close enough for us.
I thought it was if you want something done right, you better pray.
Same thing, yeah.
Well, then cut your teeth on this one. Within 72 hours, piscine redolence emulates a transient's hospitality.
Fish and guests for 3 days.
That's, yes, I have to give it to him. Fish and visitors stink after 3 days. Very good, Ben.
Yeah. You really worked at these retreats.
Yes. To little avail, I see. Excellent. Going on to round two, which is played with a little musical help from our friends Pluperfect in the past participles. Welcome back, folks. It's the first of our Says You Bluffing rounds. Francine, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one will have the actual definition. The other two will get blank cards. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot, good enough to fool Arnie's team. 10 points here up for grabs to Arnie, if the team can smell out the truth, or to Francine, if they can't. A few seconds, musically enhanced, to come up with a definition for the word croc.
Croc.
C-R-A-W-K. Croc.
Is that accounting for a Boston pronunciation?
Or a New York pronunciation.
Croc.
At this time that we ask for your help, that perhaps you might contribute, gift, donate, bestow, endow, chip in, come across, fork over, and help our little effort and others like it. Your public radio station makes programs like this possible, and they deserve your support, assistance, patronage, succor. So for Says You and for all the other programs you enjoy on public radio, please allow us a few moments now to appeal, plead, beseech, implore, entreat.
plead, beseech, beg, all of those words. Yeah, that's a way to put it. We're just asking you, the listener out there, if you're enjoying Says You, if you value the news every top of the hour, if you appreciate these programs, if you're listening, you're using the service, please make a contribution to help continue to allow us to provide you with that service. It costs money to bring you these programs, and we're asking you to step up to the plate and make a small contribution, whatever works for you. Good morning. I'm Ed Lambert. I'm with Ken Mastry this morning here on Nashville Public Radio, member-supported public radio. It's the third day of our fall membership campaign. We're doing pretty good. We've got we're making some progress towards our financial goal at the end of the week of $425,000. We're at $138,265. Your contribution, maybe $5 a month, is going to take us that much closer. Every step counts. Every member counts. And we'd like to thank all the new and renewing members who've made their pledge so far. Everyone pledging between now and 7 o'clock this evening, or tomorrow evening, I'm jumping ahead there, Monday evening, isn't that right, Ken? Monday night, we're having a drawing tomorrow night for a $1,000 gift card to Target stores. So you could buy a lot of good things at Target. It's getting into the holiday season. If you'd like to get your name in the drawing for a chance at that, simply give us a call. The number is 760-2010, long distance toll free. It is 866-760-2010, or you may make your pledge online at WPLN.org. We've got a lot of members who are what we call sustaining members. They have always been there for us, and we're going to hear from one of them right now, and he's going to tell you why he supports Nashville Public Radio.
My name is Frosty Horton, and I'm a record producer. My wife and I lived in Los Angeles for many years before we moved here, and I started listening to KCRW and became a sustaining member of that station, and it was something we continued when we moved to Nashville. The different programs that are run, both nationally and locally, are so diverse and so interesting that there's little reason to go other places. And we've lived in a lot of other cities, and it's the same way, I think. The local NPR affiliate is always something you gravitate to. It's a magnet, you know, of good taste and intelligent programming. Being a sustaining member really is the easiest way to contribute to the station without having to think about it every month or mail a check. It just comes out of your bank account, and it's easy, and you guys are really good. You send some emails and things and thank us and go, oh, gosh, I almost forgot we're doing that. We just got a letter the other day thanking us, I appreciated that. My name is Frosty Horton. My wife Beth and I are both WPLN supporters, and the only thing I can say is if I had more money to give, I'd give more money.
Well, thank you very much, Frosty, and we'd love to take more money if you'd like to give us more. We'd like to hear from you out there. I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you. You're listening to my voice. You can hear me. Hear this. We need your support. We need you to give us a call. The number again to call is 760-2010. Long distance toll free. It's 866-760-2010. And you may make a pledge online at WPLN.org. Again, we're having a drawing tomorrow night. That's a chance at a $1,000 gift card to Target stores. You could buy a lot of cool stuff at Target for $1,000. And to get your name in that drawing, simply give us a call. Again, the number is 760-2010. Long distance toll free, it's 866-760-2010. And you may make your pledge online at WPLN.org. How much do you give? That's the great thing about this. You decide what works for you. Could be $5 a month by bank draft. Could be $10 a month by bank draft. Like Frosty was talking about, when you do the automatic bank draft, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to get out the postage stamps. It's just taken care of. And we can sign you up for that. Just give us a call at 760-2010. Long distance toll free. Again, that's 866-760-2010. And again, the online address where you can view the different thank you gifts. We've got some CDs, some brand new mugs, a WPLN membership mug. Also, a special event coming up in November with Steve Inskeep. If you listen to Morning Edition, you know who Steve Inskeep is. He's going to be here November 18th, 7 o'clock at Vanderbilt University, talking about his career in public radio. It's going to be a nice evening. We have two tickets for anyone that would like to pledge at the $120 level. That's $10 a month by bank draft. Public radio is made possible by you, the listener, the individual listener member. You're our single largest source of funding here at Nashville Public Radio. We count on you. We rely upon you just like you rely upon the programs to be there when you turn on the radio in the morning. We'd like to thank again all the new and renewing friends who've made their call and their pledge online, and we're encouraging you, if you haven't done so, to please do so now. The number again is 760-2010. Long distance toll free 866-760-2010 and online at WPLN.org. Thanks again to everyone, and let's get back to Says You here on Nashville Public Radio. Thanks.
When we first brought the notion of a word game to public radio, we were amazed. We expected a short listen, a quick dismissal, followed by an historic parking ticket. Instead, we found a welcoming and supportive environment. Shows like Says You owe their existence to public radio, to the public, who continually demonstrate their support. I don't know what the next Says You will be, but I do know they will need your help. So, please pledge. And by the way, we did get the parking ticket.
Thank you very much.
Of course you are.
Thank you very much. We have had a few minutes with the word croc.
Croc.
We'll start with Tony.
No, it's not what you think. It's not at all related to birds. It's the you know, the champagne cork that sort of like goes fatally awry. It's the one that they never talk about, you know, that ends up in a person's throat or eye. A croc is the distaff and downward turning crook or turn in a guard's spear, signifying fealty, loyalty to the king.
But you had to use your hand to describe that to us. What does that mean?
Well, ask somebody, what does zigzag mean?
Doesn't that sound like a croc?
Sounds like a...
Could you
say
that one more time?
How about a downward spear? Will that suffice?
A downward turn in the top.
A downward turn in the top of a spear. Francine, croc.
The U.S. Labor Department Index of... Professions and Occupations lists a croc as a sound effects person who imitates animals.
What?
A sound, something we don't have on this show, actually. A sound effects imitator.
Hey, or croc.
And Barry, croc.
Croc is a noun, though it sounds like a verb. It's the fleshy red dewlap of a male turkey's nether lip.
How's that
what?
Again?
Nether lip.
Lip?
Nether lip? Nether lip? Turkeys don't have lips.
We may be in trouble
fleshy
there,
fleshy red dewlap of a male turkey's nether lip.
Nether lip.
All right.
That's why turkeys don't do many Bronx cheers.
Yeah. Right.
We have a nether dewlap. We have some side effects, sound effects imitator, or a downturned crook in a spear.
Oh,
what do you think,
Lord.
Folks?
We thought it might be a pot you'd cook a bird in. It would be a crock pot. But, no. Boy, I don't think any of them is right.
Well,
let's try logic. Tony had the right answer the last time. He had the right answer again. I mean... I suppose he could. This is a completely different game. Yeah, it just sounds
like
too much like
crook.
And he says a distaff, which isn't really a staff per se.
That staff?
No, distaff.
Distaff?
It's not distaff, it's that
that's
staff. Or the other staff.
The female king.
It's like nether.
We have to come to some decision.
Oh, God.
Well, you want to go with Francine?
Turkey's lips. I think we have to go with... You think it's Tony,
Paul? I mean...
Artie's our captain. Artie, you make the decision.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll go with Tony, just to be different.
I'd go with you anytime, Arnie, but it wouldn't not be good. For this. No,
okay.
No. No, it's not.
Tony, they say it's a downturned spear. Is that true?
Oh. Not any that I'm familiar with. No, no, it's not.
That is a bluff. That is a bluff. Who had the correct answer?
I did.
Did she really?
Francine had the correct answer.
I'm sorry, guys.
Great.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
The sound effects excellent, animal excellent imitator. Indeed. Very
really
good.
You should have given more thought to that lip thing, I can say.
Boy, should have just gone
Nether
to Francine.
Lip.
Sorry.
10 points to Francine's team. Very good.
Oh, boy.
That's a good word.
Round three. Every Friday night for many years, wow, I've been going to Michael Preston's yoga class, which we call street yoga for the unenlightened. After each one of Michael's classes, the yogis meet for dinner, and a great number of questions have been generated at that table. The most recent contribution comes from the flexible mind and soul of Kristen Eichley, who is sitting in tonight's audience. She says, you call the show Says You. You have a round called Says Who. Here's a round called Say Cheese. Tell me what cheese is brought to mind by the following clues and phrases. Carolyn?
Yes.
Entered naked.
Entered naked?
Entered
naked. Naked. Oh, yes. Came in bare. Camembert.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Excellent. All right.
That's also a good clue for what the Norwegians always say when somebody enters naked. Gouda.
That's all right. That's fine.
Or Barry, in my case, aged Gouda.
Tony, yes. Ozzy's offspring should.
Well, they were Dick and Rick. No, they were Ricky and what the heck was the older kid's name?
David.
David or Rick should.
Would it be Nelson's?
No.
Rickford.
Well, you're getting there. You're on the right track.
Right. Roke.
No.
You're Ferd.
Oh, offspring should.
Evidently, Arnie knows the answer to the question.
Arnie knows. Arnie?
Sure. Nelson Ferd.
Any guess from that side before I turn it over to Arnie?
Oh, gosh. Why are you...
Arnie's in pain. Quick.
Pre-seizure, I have to turn it over to Mr. Reisman. Arnie?
Ricotta.
Ricotta is exactly right. No points anymore.
Of course.
Now I won't get the one you give me, so does
no. Oh,
jeez.
Ozzy's offspring should, Rick Otta.
Rick Otta.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie?
Yeah.
Solo in northern Utah.
Solo in northern...
Provolone.
Yeah, provolone, right.
Very good, 10 points. Excellent. Francine, try this one. Pebble Beach Lift.
Lift.
Pebble Beach Lift.
Lift.
Golf?
Golf Evader.
Golf?
Pebble Beach is far.
Golf.
No?
Pebble Beach.
Knowing where it is will help.
Pebble Beach is in California. Right? Is it not? It's in California.
Pebble Beach Lift. I think we've got them stumped. We'll go to the other side.
What is the clue again?
Pebble Beach lift.
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 Up.
California.
Most of the audience has it, by the way.
California Jack. Wait a minute. What's that?
Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack is
correct. Monterey Jack.
Give them only 6 points for that. There was
because
I out-yelled you.
No, give them
but
7 points.
But we couldn't hear you.
Give them 7 points for that effort. Paula, like a Shakespearean villain.
Like a Shakespearean villain. Oh, my, there are so many of those.
Like a Shakespearean
villain.
Asiago is exactly right.
Good.
Very good, 10 points.
Excellent. Yeah, we aim to cheese.
And Barry, right? Barry, my personal favorite, Invite Garfunkel.
Invite Garfunkel. Garfunkel Art. Art Garfunkel, that's his name, right?
Yeah, that's his
name. Beck and Art, the famous, let's see, invite. That's another word for invite. Art, invite.
Welcome.
Call.
You're on the right track.
Call art.
I just don't know if we can wait it out.
Art.
Are we sure about the art part? Is anybody nodding vigorously
right
in that
the
direction?
The art part's right. Call art. What's the cheese that ends with art?
Actually, it could even be
all
more.
All cheese ends with art, so if it's a sculpture. But
you could be more informal with art.
Artie.
Have Artie.
Yeah, that's. That's another 7 points. That's 7 points. Very good, Havarti. Here's a bonus. 5 points for anyone whose hand goes up first who can figure this one out.
Olive loaf.
I didn't.
Why did Popeye leave?
I didn't know how I felt about this one, but
where did Popeye go to?
5 points for the first one who can tell me what is meant by McDonald's extremity special.
Limburger.
Limburger is right. 5 points, Donnie. Very good.
Very good.
A McDonald's extremity special would be a Limburger. Very good.
Very good.
Round four is Arnie's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word to Will Bluff. 10 points, Francine, if your team can find the rose among thorns. Plew, if you will, a brief motif while definitions are concocted for the word schroff. S-H-R-O-F-F.
Didn't they close down in Charlestown a long time ago?
Schroff. Plew?
Here's where we at Says You ask for your support. You can tell the good folks at this station just how much you enjoy our weekly offering by pledging now during this program. A good showing goes a long way toward keeping us on the air. So don't wait for wait. Help us out drive, car talk. We want a flattened prairie. So for us and for all the other valuable news, programming, and ideas you can get only on public radio, please show your support. Now's the time. Here's how.
I want a music bed like that while I'm talking. That was fun. That's a fun program. Here is how you can support that program. You can give us a call. The number is 760-2010. Long distance toll free. That's 866-760-2010. And we also have a web address where you can view all the different thank you gifts. You can make your pledge online. It's WPLN.org. We have a complete program scheduled there as well. You're probably familiar with our webpage. Again, it's WPLN.org. If you open it up this morning, you're going to see a very nice fall icon there. Thanks to Ken Mastery for doing that. Some nice fall leaves, and you can click on there. And if you scroll down, you're going to notice a little Target logo there and the following copy. Everyone who makes a contribution before 7 o'clock tomorrow night is automatically entered in a drawing for a $1,000 Target gift card. Now, you're welcome to enter the drawing without making a pledge. The complete contest rules, again, are online at WPLN.org. We do hope you will make a pledge, and we'd like to thank everyone who has made a pledge, all of our new and renewing members. This is day three of our fall membership campaign. We need to keep those phones ringing, need to keep those pledges coming in online to pay for these programs. Member support represents 44% of our operating budget. That's almost half, and more than 90% comes from local sources. But you guys, individuals hearing me right now, you guys are our most important source of funding. Whatever amount you can give, now you're probably thinking, well, you know, I can only give a few dollars a month. That is fantastic. If everyone did that, we wouldn't have to open up the mics and say, hey, you know, can you guys give us a call? Everyone doing their part, whatever your part makes sense to you, whatever dollar amount you can pledge, by becoming a member, you are helping pay for the programming here. That's it. If you're using the program, if you're listening to the service, you are using the service. And we appreciate your support, and we need new members. We need to grow the membership. Our programming costs have gone up this year. We've got new news and information programs here on 90.3. If you value those programs, please understand that individuals just like yourself becoming members or renewing their membership, that's what makes this possible. Again, the number to call is 760-2010. Long distance, toll free, 866-760-2010, and online, it's WPLN.org. We're going to take a moment and hear from two members who choose to do bank draft, and they're going to tell you a little bit about that and why they support public radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Tyler. I'm an attorney for the state.
And this is Bill Tyler. I'm a graphic designer.
And we are members of WPLN.
Cindy, what would we do without WPLN?
I wake up every morning to it.
We drive home with it.
At work, when we come in, it's the water cooler talk. Everybody comes in and says, did you hear on the radio? Listen to what I heard on WPLN today. You know, you talk about those stories, what do they call them, driveway moments. They talk about those. I love radio. I've always loved it. It's like it's magic. It just appears and it brings everything to you.
Radio to us is like light. I couldn't imagine being without WPLN. It'd be like not having water in the refrigerator. It's that simple. And
And, what have we got, three or four radios? I mean, we go from the bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen to the laundry room. I mean, every one of them's got the radio. You know, they're all WPLN in the morning.
It is definitely a WPLN family. The news always feels unfiltered, intelligent, and I can't imagine being without it. And that's why we pledge each month. And
automatic draft.
Yeah, automatic draft.
Highly recommend it to everyone. It's so easy.
You just don't miss the money. You don't see it gone. How can you not do this?
We were talking about why some people maybe don't contribute. I mean, just speculating. I guess it's kind of like they think like it's all radio. It's just free. This is not. It needs the supporters.
I feel like we're shareholders in this radio station. I think that's the way to look at it, because you want this to be here for a long time. That's why we support WPLN.
Thank you, Bill and Cindy. Thank you for your support. Thanks to everyone out there who gets this, who understands that this is community radio. You're part of the community, and we're asking you to step up to the plate and make a pledge of support. Again, you could do the bank draft for as little as $5 a month, of $10 a month. If you do $10 a month, you'll get two tickets, as our way of saying thank you, to go see Steve Inskeep. That's a $120 pledge, $10 a month. An evening with Steve Inskeep is coming up November 18th. He's going to be at Vanderbilt University in Ingram Hall. He'll be talking about his career in public radio and his new book, Instant City, Life and Death in Karachi, and take questions from the audience. If you'd like to attend, we'd love to send you two tickets. Again, those are available for the $120 pledge. That's $10 a month by bank draft. And like Bill says, you just don't miss the money. You won't miss it at all. Like, I do bank draft. And it's just super convenient, and it's done. You don't even have to think about it. There's a little statement on your checking account or whatever account you choose to do. It just says WPLN. And it's a way to make a little difference. A little contribution goes a long way, especially when all of our listeners out there, and we've got lots and lots of listeners out there, if they all become members, everyone doing a little bit, that goes a long way to help pay for the programming you're hearing here on Nashville Public Radio. We're going to get back to Says You in just a minute. Just a reminder, if you're just tuning in on this Sunday morning, I'm Ed Lambert. I'm here with Ken Mastery. It's a fall membership campaign, day number 3. We've heard from a lot of new and renewing members, but we need to keep those phones ringing, need to keep those pledges coming in. There are two ways you can do that. You can call us at 760-2010. Long distance toll free, that number is 866-760-2010. And you may make your pledge online at WPLN.org. Everyone pledging, new and renewing, your name is going to be entered in a drawing taking place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for a $1,000 Target gift card. You can also enter the drawing at this time without making a pledge. If you've made a pledge in the last 2-3 days here during the drive, don't worry, your name is automatically entered. There's also a drawing taking place later on in the week. You can get your name in the hat as well for that drawing. Complete details on the drawings and the different premiums are all available on our webpage, WPLN.org. If you're not near a computer, you can certainly give us a call. Make your pledge, get in the drawing by calling 760-2010. Again, long distance toll free, 866-760-2010. And you may pledge online at WPLN.org. Listener support, listeners becoming members. That's how Nashville Public Radio works. That's how it's worked for all these years. We thank you for your support. Hope you'll do continued support. And if you've never been a member before, we welcome you as a supporter. Again, the number again to call is 760-2010, long distance toll free, 866-760-2010, and the online address is WPLN.org. Thanks for your support.
You can hear Says You Again for free on any of the stations that stream our show. Just follow the High Definitions Radio Stations link on our website, find a convenient time, and listen again and again. For copies of this show or any other in our history, you can find downloads at saysyou.net. Just follow that show downloads link and find high-quality copies available. When is Says You coming to our town? Where can I find old shows? Who played that music I heard last week? So many questions, all answered on our website at saysyou.net. There you can find tickets to tapings, Dally on the Daily Dispatch, or access our complete archive. You can contribute a question to the show and absorb ridicule on a national scale. This and more at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou.
Thank you very much. Blue Perfect and the Past Participles, Craig Ball, John Turner, Reed Jorgensen, the fabulous Frank Farrell, and chief composer, arranger, and factotum, Lucinda Ellert.
Factotum.
Thank you very much. We've had some time together with the word schroff. We'll begin with Carolyn. Carolyn?
Schroff. First, I thought it might be an abbreviation for shove off, but it's not. It is a financial term. It is the way stockbrokers will quickly pass information from one to the other regarding an inferior stock that should be quickly dumped or schroffed.
A stock exchange of some variety. Interesting. Arnie, schroff.
It's a noun meaning dandruff from a bald eagle. Or it's a verb meaning to sift through objects like coins and extract the pieces that are bad in some way, like damaged or counterfeit.
A sorting process of some variety. Paula?
They make it so complicated, don't they? It is very simply the linchpin that holds a spur to a boot.
A linchpin holding a spur to a boot.
That's all it is.
I get it. It's either that... or some sort of sorting process or some sort of stock exchange.
This is absolutely ridiculous, you know. I think that the part comes from some early pre-European language meaning to cut, to slice, to, you know, as in to shrieve. And the schroff comes from taking off or cropping. So that would seem to suggest the stock
one?
Thing, but also the money thing, which, of course, therefore means that it's Paula's kind of process of deduction that passes for lunch.
Interesting thought process. Yeah.
It's a very interesting thought process you got going there, Tony. Yeah, not helpful, but
no,
very interesting.
Not at all. I agree with you.
I think it's a kind of cheese that we didn't discuss in the previous round.
Schroff.
A fait accompli, maybe.
Paula's too simple to be...
I would guess it's the sifting through coins.
Yeah, to schroff
to find
your money.
The schroff, the junkers.
I'm in agree.
Seems to be a consensus for some sort of sorting process, Arnie, was it?
It's the dander from a bald eagle.
Yeah, right.
No, it's the sorting process.
It is the sorting process. 10 points. Very good.
Good.
And we go on to...
Weed from the schroff.
That's right.
And we go on to round five. Finally tonight, we are always grateful for the contributions of our listeners and thrilled by the questions we receive. Many, however, send partial puzzlers, one or two questions in a sequence. Whenever possible, we combine such contributions. And tonight, we recognize Fred Dubrow of Boston and Robert Perlman of Scituate, Massachusetts, for their respective contributions to the round we call Derivative Nonsense. For 5 points, define, and for an additional 5 points, divine, the derivation of the following words and phrases. Carolyn, hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus. It's a magic phrase. To make a spell come true or make something appear or disappear. As a noun, it means magical trickery. Probably of a suspect nature.
That's the first 5 points. Now, Paula should help you with the second 5 points.
Yeah, Paula.
No, I should help you with the second derivation, hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Nonsense, right? I think it's just nonsense, onomatopoeia or something like that.
I think it comes from the Latin. You know, it's like in hoc vincase, you will triumph. In hoc pocus means in this, I'll stick you in the eye.
Hic hoc, huius, huius, huius. Wait a minute.
Ho hocus. Ho hocus. Hic, hoc, focus. Somebody wanted to make New Jersey disappear.
No, Tony's actually closer than you are.
So it's hic, hic, hoc? It's that business that we learned in school?
Yeah.
Five points for your answer,
the definition. It actually comes from hoc est corpus.
The body of Christ.
In medieval Germany, the Latin Mass was still quite a mystery to the great unwashed, and in medieval Germany there was a large contingent of great unwashed. And when they would receive communion, the priest would utter, hoc est corpus, etc. When they were queried outside as to what went on inside, they would reply, oh, just the same old hocus pocus. And that is where it comes from. Tony?
Yes.
Try this one. Assassin.
An assassin is a murderer, obviously, and it comes from the Arabic word for hashish, which is a smoker of hashish or a hashishin. A person who committed a murder had to get high first.
Did you hear the gasp from the audience when they found out you were right? That's exactly right.
And you just happen to know this how?
Assassin. I did not inhale this information.
It is actually from hashish. A person who was called upon to perform a difficult or fatal task was often drugged up on hashish and hence called an hashishin. Which became assassin. Very good, Tony.
Wow.
You knew this from your college days or what? Where did you come up with this information?
It's one of the few things I do remember from the 60s.
Arnie, try this. Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. Where did it come from? Any help, guys?
Juggernaut.
Well, first define it.
It's big.
It's, an unstoppable force.
That's true. Unstoppable, immovable force.
Well, now we got nautical. We got argonaut.
Does anyone, this seems to be stumping them as to derivation. Does anyone have any idea?
From a German naval force.
No.
Not a Junker?
Don't go there.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, it is in Hindu legend, a huge cart bearing a statue of Lord Krishna careened down a hillside. Believers attempting to stop the cart to save the figure from damage threw themselves under the wheels to slow the progress.
Sounds like a pinto.
The two words would be?
It's actually from Jagannatha, which is the another name for Lord Krishna.
Yeah, and that's how the speed bump was invented.
Jagannatha?
Obviously, I've...
The world is just Krishna's speed bump. Isn't
it? That's right. Wow.
I've met with some criticism on this round so far. I can see it. Mm. Francine, the meaning and derivation of chip on the shoulder.
Chip on the shoulder. Well, I think it's sort of like the tendonitis that I have. it means to have a negative attitude about some prior occurrence.
Yes, that's true.
What could be?
And also something that aggravates an attack, you know.
Does it have anything to do with being in the stocks?
No,
but an interesting idea, though.
Wasn't it once upon a tradition where, you know, knock this off?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You were challenged to knock something off. It's similar to slapping somebody with your gloves, only more passive.
Yep, that's 10 points. Very good. Having a chip on one's shoulder actually dates back to early 19th century America, where schoolboys would place a chip of wood upon their shoulders and challenge generally smaller victims to knock it off. Paula, Donnybrook.
A Donnybrook is a fight, a melee, more or less, and its derivation is...
It is, in fact, Irish. It does, in fact, mean
Does it have anything to do with Donegal, province in Ireland?
It is a location, yes.
It is a location. A Donnybrook.
I'll give them 7 points for that. Yeah. Yes, very good. Donnybrook is actually a fair in Ireland.
A fair?
Which
a fair
evidently,
fight.
Upon occasion, would get out of hand.
Would erupt.
And finally, Barry, I didn't know if I wanted to use this one or not, but I'm going to give it to you. Posh.
Posh is to be very nicely decorated, quite luxurious, and it means port outward bound, starboard homeward bound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's 10 points.
Those were the locations you wanted on your transoceanic liner to have the best view as you departed port and returned home.
That's picture the cruise from London to India, which was done quite often in the British Empire. If you were going out toward India, you would want to be looking out the left or port side of the boat because you'd be seeing land as opposed to seeing 28 or 50 days of water. And then on the way home, you would want starboard accommodations. You would want port out, starboard home. Very
steerage
good.
Steerage was, I believe, my family's.
A look at the final score. It seems to be a trend building here because Arnie's team, again, a great fight, 72 points. Not enough. 90 points for Francine's team. Congratulations. That's all we have time for tonight. Thank you all for coming, and as we always say, we need your questions, we need your comments, and most of all, show up. See you next week. It's time for us to turn things back over to the folks at your local station. We hope you'll join us this fall for our new season, and that you'll take a moment now to demonstrate the kind of support that keeps us coming back. Just a quick phone call or a few clicks on the keyboard can make a big difference in public radio. Thanks for listening, and thanks for making that call. Benjamin, give him the skinny.
Says you. Created and produced by Pippin and Finch. Busted.
Give him the skinny. He did make a good point there. A few clicks of the mouse or a phone call can make a big difference. It is our fall membership campaign. Good morning, everyone. I'm Ed Lambert in with Ken Mastery, and we'd like to remind you that Says You, Weekend Edition, all these great programs, Studio 360, which we're going to hear in a little under, well, about 10 minutes. We'll be in Studio 360. We've got a news update, I think, at the top of the hour for you. All of that's made possible by listener support, listeners who become members to Nashville Public Radio. We have a few things to tell you about. Number one, thank you to all the new and renewing friends who've made a pledge so far in this third day of our drive. We need to keep those phones ringing, however. The number to call is 760-2010. Long distance toll free, it's 866-760-2010. And you may make your pledge online at WPLN.org. You can pledge online or make that call. Everyone pledging, new and renewing friends, your name is entered in a drawing for a $1,000 Target gift card. That's drawing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So if you'd like a chance at winning a $1,000 gift card to use at Target stores, you can get in that drawing by pledging online at WPLN.org or call 760-2010. Again, the toll-free number is 866-760-2010. Now, what amount do I pledge? You might be thinking. I get the fact that you're needing my support, but what amount do I give? Well, you get to decide. But here's a celebrity who's going to give you some different suggested giving levels.
Hello, this is Alec Baldwin. Like you, I listen to public radio. And like you, I think it's only right that I pitch in my fair share to keep it going. And if you're making the kind of money I do, there are some special pledge levels I'm here to make you aware of. The magnate level, where Robert Siegel comes to your home and bakes you cookies.
Here you go, Alec.
Damn it, Siegel, these are cakey. Does the word chewy mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, sir. I'll try again. Fewer eggs.
The Hollywood level, where Kai Rizdahl does your yard work.
Well, I finished with the riding mower, but I think there's something wrong with your electric trimmer.
Well, then I suppose you'll have to do the hedges with the hand clippers, won't you, Kai Rizdahl?
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, I meant to say that. Right on that.
And the Imperial level, where Silvia Poggioli teaches you Italian.
Buonasera, Alec. Buonasera.
Buonasera. Buonasera.
Okay, again, from the top.
And of course, at each of those levels, they also throw in a Morning Edition mug. So, give at whatever level's best for you. Here's someone to tell you how to pledge.
Thanks, Alec. The way you can pledge is call us at 760-2010, long distance toll-free. That's 866-760-2010, or pledge online at WPLN.org. Too cakey, Alec. A great little skit. And that's one of the great things about public radio. If you listen and you're laughing, you're in on it. You get it. And you understand that public radio is a community-supported endeavor. And we're thanking, again, all of the new and renewing friends who've made a pledge so far. But some of you out there are listening and you just haven't made the call yet. The number again to call is 760-2010, long-distance toll-free 866-760-2010. Perhaps you could pledge at the magnate level, like Alec was talking. Or you can pledge online at WPLN.org. Here is a suggested pledge level at the $120 level. Two tickets to see Steve Inskeep. He's the Morning Edition host. You know who Steve Inskeep is. He'll be here November 18th, 7 o'clock at Vanderbilt University. And here's Steve to tell you a little bit about public radio.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, reminding you how public radio works. The largest single source of funding for this public radio station is not the government. It's not some corporation. It's you. It's support from listeners like you. The people who use this public radio station support this public radio station. They do it for themselves, and they do it for this community, because it is free to everyone. But it depends on you, because you are the one who keeps this public radio station independent. You are the one who ensures that this public radio station is responsive and connected to your community. It's an important week for WPLN, and you can help make this fund drive successful by pledging now. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you to everyone who's made a pledge so far. Again, the number to call to make your pledge, whatever amount, is 760-2010, long-distance toll-free, 866-760-2010, or again, online at WPLN.org. Now, if you'd like to go see Steve Inskeep, he's going to be in town November 18th at Vanderbilt University in Ingram Hall at the Blair School of Music. It's $120 for two tickets. Two tickets to see Steve Inskeep at the $120 level. Now, you can do that by bank draft. That's $10 a month to go see an NPR personality like Steve and hear about his career in public radio. He's going to be talking about his new book, Instant City, Life and Death in Karachi, and he'll also take questions from the audience. And you could be in that audience, again, at the $120 pledge level. That's $10 a month by bank draft. Also, at that same level, we have a brand new Nashville Public Radio coffee mug. If you like our public radio coffee mugs, you might be a collector of them. We have a new teal mug. All of these premiums are detailed on our webpage at WPLN.org. Thank you to Ken Mastery for posting those photos up. If you'd like to take a look at them again, that's WPLN.org. Also, you can call 760-2010. We have volunteers that will be happy to take your call. If you're outside of the local area, our signal does reach outside of the local area. You can call us at 866-760-2010. Again, programming like Says You, we're getting ready to go into Studio 360 and get a news update. All of that couldn't happen without continued listener support. You guys are our single largest source of funding, our most important source of funding. Over 44% comes from individuals like yourself, over 90% from local support here for Nashville Public Radio. You're part of the community. If you're hearing my voice, you're using the service, please take a moment and make a contribution, whatever amount works for you. Again, the numbers to call, 760-2010, long-distance toll-free, 866-760-2010, and the online address is WPLN.org. Again, if you haven't heard, we're having a drawing tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. That's for a $1,000 gift card to Target stores. Now, if you've already made your pledge, thank you very much. And don't worry, your name has been entered in the drawing. Again, that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If you'd like to take a chance at that, by all means, give us a call at 760-2010. We'll get your name in the hat. Long distance toll free, that is 866-760-2010. And again, the online web address where you can make your pledge online, view the different premiums, that is WPLN.org. We've heard from 370 new members and almost 1,600 renewing friends. We've got quite a ways to go. We have a goal of 1,500 new members for this drive. Your call can take us that one step closer, that one important step. Is what we need to hear right now from you. We need to get closer to that goal, need to meet that goal by Friday morning. Why not take a moment and help us get there now by giving us a call at 760-2010, long distance toll free 866-760-2010, and online at WPLN.org. Again, thanks to everyone, and thank you for your continued support.
You're listening to 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio, 91.5 WTML Tullahoma, and 91.7 WHRS Cookeville. You can find a complete schedule for all of our programs and listen to a live stream of any of our program channels at WPLN.org.
In the 10 years since the U.S. military began fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, civilians and veterans have begun to see the war in different ways. Paul Taylor, editor of a Pew study on the gap, says the moment is unique.
We've never fought a war in which such a small share of the population has carried the fight.
I'm Neil Conan. The growing gulf between those watching the wars and those fighting them. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Weekday afternoons from 1 until 3. Nashville weather for today, partly sunny skies and the high in the upper 70s, mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low in the mid 50s. And for Columbus Day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and the high near 80 degrees. Right now it's 62 degrees in Nashville. The time is 10 o'clock.